For nearly 40 years, American composer Ned Roram has led a double life. While writing hundreds of art songs and instrumental works, Roram also published more than a dozen books of criticism and memoir. His diaries, which detail his sexual and musical adventures, sometimes threaten to eclipse his reputation as a composer. But that may be changing, as the 80-year-old composer is writing the most personal, and some say the best, music of his career. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
Ned Roram describes himself as a composer who also writes, although he admits the idea of having two careers may be confusing in a country accustomed to specialists.
In America, if you go to a doctor, you go to a doctor who will treat your left foot, but he won't treat your right foot. Everything is specialized. How dare people define what an artist is supposed to be? Letty Bernstein did everything, and he did it all pretty well. So did Leonardo da Vinci. The business of spreading yourself thin is an outsider's superficial, preconceived notion of what an artist is supposed to be, as distinct from what art is supposed to be.
In 6 published diaries and 1 memoir, Roram has written extensively about his musical opinions and about his own life. Born in Indiana, Roram grew up in Chicago and attended the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia and the Juilliard School in New York. In 1948, his setting of the Paul Goodman poem, The Lordly Hudson, won a major award and launched Roram's career as a composer. The next year, Roram moved to Paris, where he socialized with the city's musical aristocracy, including composer Francis Poulenc, music critic Virgil Thompson, and influential teacher Nadia Boulanger. Artists such as Man Ray and Henri Cartier-Bresson photographed his famously beautiful features. Roram's Paris Diary, with its frank depiction of his sexual adventures, caused a literary scandal when it was first published in 1966. Many music critics, like David Patrick Stearns of the Philadelphia Inquirer, weren't sure what to make of Ned Roram the diarist.
You know, the term too much information, was that invented for Ned Roram? The diaries are going to go away when he does.
Stern says it's the music that Roram will be remembered for. But Tim Page, chief music critic at the Washington Post, says there's more to Roram's writing than just the prurient details of his wild youth.
Even though I admire his compositions a lot, I would say that in some ways the diaries and the criticism are the things which mean the most to me. The bracing thing about Ned is that even when you disagree with him, he gets you thinking. And I think that's one sign of a real master critic.
In the 1950s and 60s, critics also charged that Roram's music was too pretty for a serious American composer. At a time when dissonant so-called serialist music was in fashion, Roram remained committed to a more familiar tonal style.
When the serial killers came along, a lot of very tonal composers defected to the other camp, and they wrote what was being written in those days. A few still do, but some defected and came back. I felt like the prodigal son's older brother. I'd always been a good boy, so nobody paid any attention to me.
It's not accurate to say that Ned Roram, the composer, has been ignored. Time magazine once called him the world's greatest composer of art songs, and he won a Pulitzer Prize in 1976 for the orchestral suite Air Music. Roram has rarely struggled for commissions. He's written 3 symphonies, 4 piano concertos, and a long list of chamber works. And while there's no accurate count of how many songs he's written, the number is well over 500. But it's Roram's song cycle, Evidence of Things Not Seen, that made many critics take a second look. Premiered in 1998, Evidence of Things Not Seen is a sprawling song cycle for 4 voices. Roram chose texts from Baudelaire, Auden, Walt Whitman, Oscar Wilde, and even Pennsylvania founder William Penn. While Roram was working on Evidence, his much younger companion, Jim Holmes, was dying of AIDS.
16th September 1998, 11 p.m. In the dark, Jim says, I love you. Pause. So what good is it when someone who's dying says, I love you? What a farce, unquote.
While Roram wrote about Holmes's illness and death in his diary, he won't say exactly what impact it had on his music.
A lot of that has to do with, well, life and death, and what else is there perhaps I would have chosen different texts if it hadn't been that Jim was ailing, but who can know? I didn't sit down and say, I shall now write an elegy.
Roram's music has always been well-made, says critic Tim Page, but he says there's a new emotional richness in Roram's recent work, and especially in Evidence of Things Not Seen.
Ned almost prided himself on a certain emotional detachment, on a certain sort of craftsmanship. His diaries were where he kept his diary. His music was something else, if that makes any sense.
The composer admits that the death of his longtime companion has influenced his recent compositions, but Roram never sets his own texts to music, only those of other writers. And he says his music and his diary express different things.
Nobody can prove that non-vocal music has any meaning whatsoever. It's, as Mendelssohn said, it's not that music is too vague for words, it's too precise for words. And the arts don't represent each other. If the arts all meant the same thing, we'd only need one art.
Ned Roram will celebrate his 80th birthday tonight at a performance of Evidence of Things Not Seen at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where he's taught composition for more than 20 years. Roram plans to stop teaching after this year. His career as a writer may be winding down as well. He says he's not sure if he could still attract a publisher's interest, even if he wanted to. But Roram insists his composing career is in full swing. He's working on a concerto for percussion virtuoso Evelyn Glennie and a flute concerto for the Philadelphia Orchestra. After that, says Roram, he'll write an opera, his 10th, based on the Thornton Wilder play, Our Town. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.